We all remember, of course, the devastating fire that displaced 4,000 people and their homes in Masiphumelele a week before Christmas last year. Temporary housing units were built on the only remaining field in the area, leaving the community up in arms. Violent protests followed, with residents complaining to the city that they had not consulted them, and sports teams and coaches were left with nowhere to practice or to play. We join on the line now with an update. Vince Funderbell is a legendary cricketer. And Vince, I believe Masiphumelele has just opened a new field. Good afternoon.
Hi, Afrika. Hi. It's not quite true. We're actually turning the sod tomorrow of the new field at Okanya Primary School, which mustn't be confused with the two community fields on the other side of Masiphumelele. So Okanya is on the one side of Masiphumelele, the two fields on the other. There was consultation, but there was unhappiness about it. I think things have settled down and one's working it through. So we're putting in a field at Okanya Primary School, which will be completed by the end of August. And it'll be the first time that the primary school can have host home matches, because it's going to be AstroTurf, shock pads, so we can play rugby, soccer and cricket on it, which is really very exciting.
Indeed. I imagine it will primarily serve the community of the primary school, but other sporting codes and teams in Masiphumelele will have access to it, right? There'll be a roster system that manages it?
Yes, I think, what we've got at the moment, we've got two AstroTurf 640 by 20. And for example, the Masi High School, which is limited facilities, their soccer teams practice with up to the time we put in two netball courts at the high school. And they used to come and netball here, and they play cricket on our AstroTurf cricket nets. So we do work that, and in time, the community will get involved. It's a sort of, that itself is quite a slow process, because between the high school and the junior school, we use it, consistently. But the community will have access. That is the plan.
I imagine it has been a frustrating time for the community of Masiphumelele, particularly for the little ones. Adults can sort of, it's frustrating not to be able to exercise, and we know that there aren't any fancy gymming facilities available to the community of Masiphumelele.
Yeah,
and often
right.
Being part of a soccer club, for example, would be the only form of exercise that you enjoy. But it's the children I'm most worried about, and they can grow restless if they're not able to use up some of the energy that they build up through the day. It has been a frustrating time for them since, after Christmas.
Well, it's not just after Christmas. I mean, it's the whole time of COVID, of course. So, the Massey Sports, my sporting project, Massey Sports, basically employs or has 19 coaches at the junior school and 12 through the staff at the high school. So we're fairly in touch with the 2,000 learners who go to Okanya Primary School. They're about 1,400 in Massey High School. But our coaches have been sending out, for example, videos during COVID so they could keep their exercise routines up, and then been involved in raising money for feeding schemes, obviously, during that period. And then when two of our coaches' homes were destroyed in the fire, we obviously supported those. You know, as you would know, once you get involved in a township, especially as precious and as special as Masi Pomalera, which I believe it is a very unique township. The depth and breadth of what you try to provide is important. So while sport's important, we do focus on life skills. So every single practice starts with a life skills session, which we believe is almost as important as sport or chess or even education. We believe, Africa, in the sort of trilogy of sport, life skills and education being the sort of recipe to help children lead a fulfilled life. That is what we drive at.
No, indeed.
So the school produces the education with Masi Corps, who's our NGO partner, who does magnificent work. And then we do the other bits of sports and life skills, which build character and give people a vision of what's possible in the future.
Yeah. Vince, the sod turning, as you said, is taking place tomorrow. The field will be concluded by the end of August of this year.
That's correct.
But also, you need to cover some annual operating costs. And with that in mind, you're launching a campaign.
Yeah, thank you for introducing that. We are launching a campaign. Our operating costs are $1.4 million at the moment. That's not taking into account the money we had to raise for the various fields. So, and we're asking, I like people to be involved in the project. You know, Africa, I know people think I'm mad. John LaRue supports me in this, and he and I are one mind. He is a very wonderful influencer within Noordhoek. We believe that we can produce a rainbow nation in the Southern Valley, and that's what we're driving to. So we need the operating costs to be able to give us the flexibility to include all the schools in the area and break down the barriers between the schools, not just between the schools, but between the residential areas, between the wealthy and not so wealthy, between religions, between race, between nationalities. I think this is a very unique area, this. I really believe we can be an example to the rest of the country if we can keep doing what we're doing. We get tremendous support from the schools and the communities. So I'm hoping that individuals will, basically 1,000 individuals will give us R1,000 or more once a year. And that will allow us to be sustainable year in, year out. And you will know there are lots of people that go into a township and so a lot of reasons have to withdraw. We are there for the long term. And to do that, we need to raise this money. So I will be sending out a pretty wide request to people here, USA, UK, and Australasia.
And Vince, is there a website that you can direct listeners to who might be wanting to help?
We're setting up a website. It's going to be out tomorrow, and a Facebook page. The new name we've got is Mussy Sports, one word. So there's a website, there's an Instagram, there's a Facebook page. So it's all on there and will be from tomorrow.
All right. We have to hold it there, Vince. Thank you very much and all the best with that campaign. And, of course, looking forward to seeing sporting codes and those children making use of that sporting field in Okanyo Primary that you're building in Mussy Phumelele. Thank you very much to Vince van der Brail, legendary cricketer and also head of the Mussy Sport Program.